Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Once again, it's a pleasure to welcome back to our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, the one and only, the incredibly talented and the amazing Judith Anderson. See, we have two people here today. The other guy probably thought I was going to say his name, and that's B.J. Whitehouse. He is incredibly talented also, but not as good looking as Judith. Welcome back, Judith.
Well, thank you very much.
Nice to have you with us, and Judith is representing the Jamestown Community Chorus, and accompanying the one and only B.J. Whitehouse. Welcome back, B.J.
Thank you, Michael. What a heartfelt introduction.
There you go. So now you know that we love you and been coming here for a long time, B.J.
I have, and it's been my pleasure to do so.
It's always nice to find out about the Jamestown Community Chorus and what's going on. And once again, it's springtime in the air, so there must be another concert coming up. And Judith, when is this concert coming up that we want to talk about?
The concert's coming up on May the 4th at 4 p.m. and May the 5th at 3 p.m.
In Jamestown, right?
In Jamestown at the Recreation Center.
All right. All right. We'll find out about how to get tickets and things like that. First, B.J., let's back up to the fact that we made it through the winter and the chorus had a successful season, I hope.
So far, so good. Our December concert was probably the most highly attended concerts in the time I've been there.
Wow.
They both went very well. And we're looking forward to our spring concerts as well.
Excellent. So is the winter concert a holiday concert traditionally?
Usually. Normally we do two concerts a year, one in December, or two in December and two in May. We've done other things, Memorial Day concerts, but we've sung at a number of different places throughout, well, Newport and Jamestown.
Okay, so this isn't something you just do once in the winter and once in the spring. You're active.
We have sung. We've supported the Martin Luther King Jr. House by singing at an event in December. We've sung at Hay Day. We've sung at openings of ferry boats and so forth. So we try to remain very, I tell everybody, community comes before chorus in our name.
Well, there you go. Good way to look at it. Did you say heyday?
Heyday. We've had a situation on Jamestown where there's a number of working farms. And so on those heydays, and it's not H-A-Y, it's H-E-Y, not sure why, but that is it. And we've sung songs like the Dear Old Farm from the Grange songbooks and so forth. Haven't done one in the last couple of years, but on those heydays, it's the community comes together at one of the farms, and we'll sing, and there's musicians playing, and it's a great time.
Cool. Sounds like a great event. We want to talk specifically about this event, and this is this concert coming up is playing your favorites, I hear, by the commercial.
Well, I decided to take a little personal initiative here, and I figured that since this is my 30th year as director of the community chorus, which itself is rather astounding, I can't believe that it's been that long. But when I started thinking about a program for the concert, I decided that I would go through my library and go through the programs and go through my dusty old mind and come up with a program of my favorite music.
Well, that sounds like a great idea. Judith, this is something that everybody, I'm sure, is on board with, because if B.J. likes it, everybody's going to like it, pretty much.
Oh, I know I do.
Yeah, and I've heard that other members and other people you've talked to are looking forward to it also, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's get to the first piece of music that you have for us. Is this going to be played, I presume, in that concert?
This particular piece of music is the song that I sang in high school. And during one of the rehearsals, there was such a feeling coming over, it came over me as far as the music itself. It was at that moment I decided I was going to be a choral director.
Really?
This is Randall Thompson's Alleluia. We are going to end the program with this piece. We are also going to invite anybody who's ever been in the community chorus before who's comfortable to come up and join us.
Wow, that sounds like a great idea. Let's give it a listen.
Thank you.
Beautiful music. And BJ, I'm asking you to quickly get to another piece so we can get in more music in this first segment. What's next?
If we're going to do my favorite music, we have to do Brahms.
Okay.
Johannes Brahms is my favorite composer. And so we're going to do one of my, it's a short little piece, absolutely beautiful, Abendstürchen, which means evening serenade.
That was a beautiful piece. Now, those first two pieces we listened to was not the community chorus performing, but this next one's going to be, correct?
Yes. Sometimes we don't have the recordings that we would like to use for the show, but this next one is The Last Words of David by Randall Thompson. It is a performance of ours from a few years back. And I would like you to note the piano part. Our pianist, Dawn Chung, is an unbelievable talent, and we are so lucky to have her. But this particular pianist was the accompanist that I hired back in 19... Janet Grant is the accompanist, and the piano part is rather spectacular.
Excellent. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Must be just.
Jamestown Community Chorus is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations program. I'm Mike Mano. We're sitting with B.J. Whitehouse and Judith Anderson from the chorus. Judith, why don't you remind everyone where the concert is going to be, when, where, how, why, how to get tickets, all that stuff.
Okay. The concert, which is entitled Director's Choice, will be on May the 4th at 4 p.m. and May the 5th at 3 p.m. at the Jamestown Recreation Center, 41 Connecticut Avenue in Jamestown. And for tickets, it's $15 in advance, $17 at the door, and $12 for students. And all credit cards are accepted. And for more information, you can call 401-423-1574 or go online to jamestownchorus.com. I should also mention that if you're over in Jamestown, you can purchase tickets at Baker's Pharmacy and the Secret Garden.
Excellent. All right. So places you can go in person, just like the old days, and buy tickets from a real person. You don't even have to check off whether you're a robot or not, which seems to be the latest thing online, that you always have to check that little box. I'm not a robot. I always wanted to put I am and see what happens. BJ, in selecting the music, you've talked about something that struck me when you were in high school doing that first piece that we played. You said that you knew then you wanted to be a choral director.
And absolutely. That's,
most people don't experience what they want to do in life until much later.
But well, I would tell you a story about I had decided I wanted to be a teacher at a very young age. I come from a family of teachers, and I knew I wanted to teach. I wasn't sure. And by the time I got into high school, I was thinking I was going to teach American history because that was one of my great loves. And as I was kind of coerced or suggested by my family to try out for the chorus, for the choir, I was accepted. And I was standing next to a young man who went on to be a professional tenor, incredible voice. And we were rehearsing, and we started singing the Alleluia by Randall Thompson, as well as some of the other music that's in our program. And I was just so moved by the tenor part within the context of all of this other, where all that Thompson is using is the word hallelujah until you got to the end with the amen. And I did some research into it, but prior to the research, I was just absolutely moved. Something changed inside me singing that music.
Excellent. Well, it's a great story and a great inspiration. So let's go along our musical journey here and tell us about the next piece.
Well, the next piece is probably the most popular piece written for choirs in the last 20 years or so. Joseph Martin's The Awakening. I was unfamiliar with it until 2005 when we sang it at a festival in Providence. And then at our 60th anniversary a few years back, we sang it again, and the recording we're going to listen to is very moving in that the text, almost everybody who has sung this piece refers to it, the last few moments of the song where let music live in me. And it just, it comes out of Mr. Martin's personal tragedy in which he didn't think he would ever write again after loss of many members of his family through tragedy, and something inspired him, and he wrote this piece.
Thank you.
The date of the concert is May 4th at 4 p.m. and May 5th at 3 p.m. at the Jamestown Recreation Center, 41 Canonicus Avenue in Jamestown. Canonicus or Canonicus or whatever it is, you'll find it. Some people say it differently in different areas. My question, Judith, why is one at 4 o'clock and one at 3 o'clock? Does that try to confuse people?
Yes.
Basically, keep them sharp, right?
Basically, 4 p.m. is a wonderful time on a Saturday.
Okay.
Because people can go out and have dinner afterwards.
Oh, all right.
And Sunday at 3, you know, it's a nice, convenient time for people having come out of church, whatever.
Okay.
So, we are trying to confuse people, keep them on their toes.
Oh, I think it's a good thing. Keep them on their toes. And do your programs start on time, BJ?
Absolutely. One of the things I would like to share with you in the 30 years I have been a director, I'm a big believer in I do not reward the latecomers. I have never started a rehearsal late. I have started on time every time, and I'm very proud of that.
Yeah.
It was something that was drilled into us as undergrads at Bowling Green State University, was to start on time. And we tend to end on time, too, maybe even sometimes a little early.
Yeah.
But it's a two-hour period. We get a 10-minute break in the middle of it to socialize. But I'm very proud of that fact that I do not waste people's time.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, let's not waste people's time and get to another piece of music with this next piece, Do Not Go Gentle.
Well, the Dylan Thomas poem, Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night, But Rage at the Close of Day. This is not us singing. This is Northern Harmony, and this is an arrangement in the...
The group you brought in a couple of years
ago,
right?
Yes, we did. Okay. Absolutely. Larry Gordon wrote this arrangement of... It's not really an arrangement. He took the poem and set it masterfully in the Southern Harmony kind of style, in a Sacred Harp style, and he calls it Northern Harmony. And there is, from the schools of thought back with William Billings and so forth in the 18th century in Boston. So he took that style and took this poem and put it together masterfully. I just love this piece of music. I love the poem as well.
We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Jamestown Community Chorus.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Though wise men at their end know dark is right, because their words that forth no lightning they do not go gentle into that good night. Amen.
Jamestown Community Chorus are our guests this week on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with B.J. Whitehouse and Judith Anderson from the chorus. Judith, one more time, tell everybody who, what, where, and when.
Okay, the Jamestown Community Chorus will be having their spring concert entitled Director's Choice on May the 4th at 4 p.m. and May the 5th at 3 p.m. at the Jamestown Recreation Center, 41 Connecticut Avenue in Jamestown, right where you catch the ferry to go over to Newport.
Okay, and a phone number?
A phone number is 401-423-1574. Or you can go online to jamestownchorus.com.
Excellent. And the tickets are extremely reasonably priced, $15 in advance and $17 at the door. And students are just $12. So check it out. Support the Jamestown Community Chorus. BJ, before we took the break and just before we introduced that last song, we were talking about timing and things being on time. And then while we were off air, we were swapping stories about about how things sometimes start on time and don't. I have to tell you, one of my favorite stories was I was at Brigham Young University, and my quartet was performing there, and it was a sold-out concert. And a couple hours before the concert, I went into the lobby to set up our CDs and things like that and talk to the house manager. And there was a line of people. And I said to him, I thought the show was sold out and it was a reserved seating. He said, it is sold out. And I said, well, why are these people waiting in line almost 2 hours before the show? He said, well, they wait in line for people that don't show up and they buy their tickets. I said, oh, so you resell the tickets. I said, that must be a nightmare of management. How do you, handle that so quickly? He said, well, if you're not in your seat 15 minutes prior to the show, we resell the tickets. And I said, wait a minute, so if it's a 7:30 show and I've got a ticket and I show up at 7:25, I can't get in? He said, that's right. So
I like that, gentleman. I like that very much. It's one of, I think, we've gotten so used to people, if it's a 7:30 show, showing up at 7:35, 7:40. Yeah. I think it's extraordinarily rude on the part of everybody. I mean, I understand there are exigencies and, there are problems and so forth. But, for example, having been to a performance recently, we're 15 minutes into the program, people are shuffling in front of you to sit down in the empty seats. Yeah. No, you wait to the applause and you come in and so forth. It's one of those things that I think, having grown up in the Midwest, perhaps, I don't know if that's it, but having two parents who were very insistent on procedures. One was a sixth grade teacher and one was an engineer, and you kind of do it this way.
That's right. So. All right. Well, let's get back to your program, which is called Director's Choice. And since you're the director, what did you choose next?
Oh, my goodness. Well, this next piece, first of all, who can dislike the poem by Robert Burns, My Love's Like a Red, Red Rose? Mm-hmm. And then Mr. Mulholland came along and wrote an arrangement of a tune that is absolutely spectacular. I think I enjoy singing this, directing this, as much as I enjoy watching the chorus singing it, because people take whatever they're going to take from it. But I can't sing this without thinking of my wife. And, I tear up even when I start thinking of the text and the way that Mulholland said it. And this is the community chorus performance from a few years back.
Oh, my love.
BJ, I can't thank you enough, as usual, for coming in and sharing your music with our WCRI listening audience. And Judith, thank you for coming in. It's a pleasure to see you again. And we hope everything goes well on your two concerts, May 4th and 5th, right?
Yes.
That's correct. I did it right.
Yes. I'm sure it will be wonderful.
Well, thank you, Judith. And BJ, I know that one of the things that we frequently talk about is that a community chorus, you came up with a great line where you say community is before chorus. And in order to present this music and get everything off the ground, it does take a village. And lots of people help out, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we put the thanks in our program, but the folks at the recreation department have been helping out, doing a great job keeping the place clean and helping us with equipment and chairs and whatever. But we also have in our program and on our website people who buy ads in our program, and they're not all just from Jamestown. We have a number of folks from South County, from Newport, from Middletown, who support us through their ads. So we hope that you'll take a look. Not only at come to the concert and look through the program, but we hope that you'll take a look. There's a special page on our website about our program advertisers.
Excellent. All right. People actually go over the bridge?
They go over one of two bridges, actually.
There you go. All right. We have time for one last piece of music out of the director's choice category.
Well, this one I had to put in because years and years and years ago, one of my first years with a chorus, we did a joint concert with the Block Island Ecumenical Choir. I had lived there for 4 years. I knew all the musicians out there. And so we did a double choir piece by Tomas de la Victoria, the Misa Alma Redemptoris. And our chorus sang choir one, and their chorus sang choir two. And we had a couple ringers in each group who then I would sing with. When their director directed, I would sing. And when I directed here in Jamestown, he would sing. So it was just a great experience, and we had not sung this piece forever, well, for almost 30 years now. So we took the Gloria from the Mass, and we're going to sing this in a double choir piece to start off the second half.
Excellent. Don't miss that concert, Jamestown Community Chorus. We'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.